Hi, my name is Deborah. I'm returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was misled by the coffee maker that you are all sponsoring. And I would like to get a complete refund on it.
Okay.
It did not say on the advertisement that I was joining any contest.
Okay, if I may please have your zip code, I'll be happy to take a look at that.
Yes, ma'am. 87031.
87031.
That is correct.
Thank you.
It said on the email that I was going to receive the product if I paid the shipping and handling on it.
And can you verify, all I need is you to verify your first and last name for me, sir?
Anthony Serrano, S-E-R-R-A-N-O.
Okay, and if you can verify your street address for me, or the P.O. box?
Yes, my P.O. box is P.O. box 558, Los Lunas, New Mexico, 87031.
Okay, that's what I have, and just bear with me just a few minutes while it's unloading some information.
Say again.
If you'll bear with me just a minute while I'm floating up some information.
Okay. Yeah, because it said that if I participated in the loyalty program, which I did, I took the survey, and then when I paid it, it said that I had joined a contest.
Could have been sweepstakes contest, and you have 72 hours on the terms and conditions to cancel. And when you don't
cancel, because I did not join any contest, I was misled.
Okay, so that was today.
Yes, that
okay.
was a little while ago.
So that's, you know, within the time frame. Okay, I do see. Yeah, today you ordered a Keurig for $5.74.
Yes, I paid for the shipping and handling, but what it said that I had joined a contest after that. Now, if I'm receiving the Keurig coffee maker, that's basically why I took the survey and I went ahead and paid the shipping and handling. But he did not say that I was joining a contest.
So it did not say that you were what, sir?
That I was not joining a contest.
I'm just looking over some information.
Say again?
I'm just looking over some information. So you saw this. And you ordered because you wanted the coffee maker.
Exactly.
Okay. So that puts you in the chance of winning the coffee maker.
Yeah, but it didn't say that. It said that that I had won it. Because it said on the email, you have been chosen to participate in our loyalty program for free. It would only take a minute to receive this fantastic prize. And when I went into the survey, it said the same thing. And then as soon as I completed that, it said right there that I only had three available and for me to put my information in there and that I should receive it within 3 to 5 days. But it did not say that I had joined the contest.
Okay, well, you should still get that if now, if it's a sweepstakes, you know, it depends if you win.
Yeah, exactly, but it didn't. It didn't.
Okay.
It didn't tell me that until I
filled
out
do
all
you,
my information. And
do you want to continue with this?
No,
It could
ma'am.
Be a
I
good
just want
thing.
To cancel this transaction.
You don't want to extend it out if we can
No,
do
ma'am.
that?
No.
Okay, give me just one moment, please.
I used a government card on that, a government credit card on that. Yeah, because I also just finished sending an email.
Okay, I did notate the account that you did want to cancel the charges. Your account.
Yes.
And if you want to hold just a moment, I'll be happy to give you your confirmation number.
Okay.
All right, this is going to be C as in Charlie.
Say again,
two,
C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh. 2635 33 790.
I do have that right now. Matter of fact, they just sent me an email from Direct Express, which is a government card. So this transaction is going to be canceled.
Uh huh. I did cancel.
Okay,
that.
I do thank you very much.
Okay, sir. Is there anything else I could do for you tonight?
No, ma'am. You've helped me enough, and I thank you very, very much.
You're welcome, sir. Enjoy your evening.
I will, ma'am. Bye
bye.
Bye
bye. Uh huh.